In Isle of Wight news, Burger King have submitted a planning application to the local council to install signage for their first Isle of Wight fast food outlet. The opening of the most anticipated takeaway on the island seems to be getting closer, although an opening date is yet to be set. Burger King will be opening at the Cineworld complex on Furlongs, Newport. Work has been taking place over the past few weeks after permission was granted for the conversion work on the former office outlet building back in August. The planning permission seeks the go-ahead for the installation of signage consisting of drive-through height restrictor, illuminated canopy, triple menu board, illuminated bun logo, building pay and collect projector sign, four illuminated bun logo signs, two drive-through arrows, illuminated fascia sign and window manifestations. The gym is also set to open at the Newport complex, generating a total of 56 new jobs across the two businesses, both a mix of part-time and full-time positions. Comments on the application can be left via www.iwhite.com/planning until the 22nd of November. Major careers and job fairs, Your Future, commissioned by the Isle of Wight Council, takes place on Wednesday the 30th of October between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Last entry is 2 p.m. at the Isle of Wight College. Visitors with physical or sensory needs, or those who require extra time to get around the event, are invited to attend at 10:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. for a quieter session. There will be more than 45 exhibitors, including universities, training providers, further education colleges, and employers. The event provides the key advice to land residents aged from 14 up, including adults. There will be the opportunity to browse local jobs, traineeships and apprenticeship vacancies on the special job wall and speak to the employers as well as the university representatives. Finally, thousands of people have signed petitions demanding the right to walk their dogs after the Isle of Wight Council published an idea to ban pets from cemeteries, beaches and playgrounds. Two petitions, one with more than 6,150 signatures and the other with just over 400, have been launched following the publication of public spaces protection orders, which aim to prevent antisocial behaviour such as fouling or taking dogs on the beat. The council published a notice last week stating that its intention to launch a public consultation. A six-week consultation has been proposed, following which orders could come into force in May. As a rule, the council will consider all petitions with more than 2,500 signatures and may debate them at full council meetings. You're up to date. More in an hour. That's it from me, Alice Matthews.